Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Got a great show lined up for you the rest of the half hour, as we already have. What a great day we've had today. Noah St. John, Stephen Covey, Bill McEwen, all the way from Sydney, Australia. We had a great visit with him talking about branding. Well, guess what? We're going to cap all of that, those outstanding interviews and those wonderful people off with another pretty cool person. Keith Ferrazzi is with us. He's the founder and CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight, a marketing and sales consulting company. He's the author of Never Eat Alone and Other Secrets to Success, One Relationship at a Time. Keith, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Keith?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been terribly and wonderfully blessed, not just to be on the show this morning, but to have had just a fantastic year as the sort of the year winds up, looking back and looking ahead at the same time.
Now, Keith, this wasn't supposed to be all about you. It was supposed to be all about me.
Okay, well, I'm happy to do that.
Isn't that what networking is all about? Isn't networking supposed to be all about me, Keith?
Well, it is from my perspective. as you well know, networking is just about building great relationships with people, and that's all about real intimacy with individuals, and that's all about generosity, trying to figure out ways to make other people successful.
Isn't that the biggest sin in networking? Isn't that the biggest mistake, the biggest death wish in networking, is when you don't get it, if you don't get what networking is really all about?
Yeah, I mean, on two fronts. One, I think you miss it for yourself. I mean, the point is running around trying to figure out how you can get something from somebody I can only imagine, a very draining exercise. On the other hand, walking around trying to figure out how you're going to bring joy to other people's lives and how you're going to really engage with people in a deep way, I've got to tell you, that brings joy to your life.
Do you ever read Dilbert?
Yeah, I do.
He has this one character called the Topper. You know who the Topper is?
No, I don't.
The Topper is the guy who always has a topper for you.
Okay.
No matter what you have to say, he can top it.
Right.
He's the Topper. Toppers aren't good networkers, are they?
No. In fact, the best networkers, the great listeners. When I walk into, a holiday party or a cocktail event, etc., what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out, can I get people to be willing to share with me what they're really passionate about? And first of all, that's a great gift to give somebody. I think we all are very desirous of being deeper understood and having other people care about the things that we really care about. And it's great to reach out to people in that way.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening in the next 2 or 3 weeks. As you know, people are going to be going to lots of holiday parties, Christmas parties. There's still a big debate about what we're calling these things, Keith, but whatever kind of a party you're going to, isn't it safe to say we're going to be going to more of them in the next couple of 3 weeks than we typically do in a three-week period?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple things are going to be happening. First of all, there's going to be certainly a lot more events going on that give you an opportunity to either stay in the corner and drink your eggnog or get out there and start talking to people. And I think the other thing that's going on is that the warmth in the environment and the kind of atmosphere is really conducive for people letting down their guard and being sincere and getting to know people in a much more intimate way. So those two things combined really do provide an opportunity for people in the holiday season.
Isn't this a time, though, just to get to know people and not really to talk business? I'll give you an example. Many, many, many years ago, I was a young pup. I was such a young pup. I could have been singing "It's Not Easy Being Green." I was that green. I went to a Christmas party where I worked, and the manager came over and said hello. My boss came over and said hello, and I started talking a little business. I thought that was the thing to do, And he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, "Jim, it's the holiday season. It's Christmas. We're having a little Christmas party here. Let's just talk about other things."
Right.
And you know what? That's been, I won't even tell you, I can't, that could actually be measured in decades, not years.
Yeah.
And I have never forgotten that.
Yeah. I think generally, most opportunities that you can to talk about what's really going on in people's lives. As I mentioned before, you know, what are their real passions? Talking with their kids and, you know, grandkids opening up presents and, you know, how they're going to spend the holiday seasons with the people that they love. Those are the kind of things that are the building blocks and the foundations of real relationships. Any opportunity, I don't care if it's this season or, you know, if it's lunch next time you take one of your clients out, any season is the opportunity and time to have those kind of conversations.
Right, absolutely. Keith, the book is called Never Eat Alone. Tell us where it's available.
Well, it's available everywhere, but you can also go to NeverEatAlone.com, and it can be ordered online. It can be ordered, and also we have a great tip of the week for people as well.
All right, sounds good. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Keith Ferrazzi is our guest. That's two R's and two Z's, and he and I will be right back after these messages. Here's Chicago to take us out.
I'm so happy.
When it comes to rockers, none can compare to Joe Cocker. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I just like that. I love his music. Keith Ferrazzi is with us. Keith, you like Joe Cocker?
You know, I like that clip. I wouldn't say that I've been a big fan before, but that was actually pretty good.
It's not like he's got such a great voice. It's just the what he puts how he puts himself into the music. It's just
I got to tell you, that's most of everything, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's soulful. It's so passionate. And if they don't, you know, you think they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing? That's what networking is all about too, isn't it?
It's all about sharing your passions with others. I mean, at the very minimum, I mean, when you're creating intimacy between two individuals, it starts with sharing your passion. Throw the small talk out. Forget about the weather. Who cares about that? The next level up after sharing your passions is ultimately sharing your dreams. I mean, I'd love for people who have been sitting around in the same cubicles with the same people for years and years and years now and have never really reached out and asked what these people are about, you know, use this opportunity around Christmas season to take somebody out to lunch who you've been, you know, sitting in next to and talking to for years. Just ask them what their dreams are. And
that's a biggie right there, Keith. Let me stop you for a second. By the way, folks, Keith Ferrazzi's book is Never Eat Alone. That's what this is all about, his book. You know, I said something about sharing my passion, sharing your passion, etc. But that's really the essence of successful networking is getting others and letting others share their passion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's always a two-way street. You've got to be willing to share yourself before other people are going to be comfortable and trust to share themselves. So, you know, you give a little bit of what you're passionate about and your dreams, and then it allows people the comfort and the opening to be able to do the same.
Well, you know, I think you're right, and it's a little bit of a dance, I think you do, isn't it, Keith? Because, like, if you and I met for the first time and you said, what do you do? And if I sat there and droned on about what I did for, you know, for 4 minutes, well, that's not very much networking. That's more of an infomercial. But if I said, well, I have a media company, and we produce content for small business, what about you?
Exactly.
Well, I've told you a little bit about me, but I handed it back to you.
Yep.
And you have then what I think happens, Keith, is that's when we find out if we're in the presence of professional networkers. Because if you say, well, you know, I help people make sure that they put their best foot forward in the marketplace, but tell me more about your media company. And yep. then I know, hey, I got a professional here on my hands here.
Well, in actuality, I take it one step further. Every one of those interactions should ratchet it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, I appreciate what it is that you do. What I really want to do is I want to know what you care about. And And that's the point.
How do I get that out of you, though?
You start by sharing a little bit of it yourself. I mean, if you're at a party, you can just say, hey, you know, nice to meet you. You know, this has been a fantastic event. What an amazing time of the year, the holidays. Can't wait to spend a little bit more time with my family after all the traveling I've been doing this year. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're opening up a piece of yourself, your family, that's really true and meaningful to you. And then you turn to the individual and you ask them, so tell me a little bit, how are you going to spend your holidays? Well, what are you excited about?
Well, how about if you just walked over and said, and I think you're making a wonderful point here, Keith, that it's not just about walking up and saying, what do you do? What if you just walked over and said, have you tried this Merlot? It's delicious.
Right, right.
And that's, I mean, who knows where that's going to take you, right?
Well, I mean, the point again, the ultimate objective is very simple. Walk around the room and try to find somebody that you think you can care about. And that's the simple rule. You're not around trying to, you know, figure out who the most important person is, etc. You're trying to find people that you can actually connect with. And, you know, as you walk around, that will force you to treat everybody like they're a little package that needs to be unwrapped. And it's exciting to see what's underneath that. You know, what really motivates people? And then ultimately, once you understand that, the second thing is you're walking around trying to figure out whether you can be helpful to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around, figure out, is there somebody you can care about? Walk around, figure out, is there somebody you can be helpful to? And helpful just means, you know, give some good advice, give a nice compliment.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Keith, how often I find out that people need something. They need a name, they need a phone number, they've got this or they've got that. And I don't know why, I don't know how come, but for some reason, I get that a lot. Don't you? Don't you get it that people, you know, they need to find a tire store, they need to find a pizza shop, or they need to find a dentist or whatever. I mean, I run into that, don't you?
And it's because you probably care enough to ask. And that's the key. I mean, you really, ultimately, you're just walking around and you're saying, you know, try and understand what people need, what's going on in their lives, what their dreams are, that's all, and what their passions are. That's all part of the, you know, in a sense, I think of myself as a consultant as I'm walking around the room,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
But
and
I see, I don't,
thing,
I don't,
how could I be helpful?
But see, I don't just think it's about asking, because I do think that's part of it. But I also think it's about paying attention. And you said it earlier about listening, because it's amazing to me what people will tell you about what they want, what they're concerned about, how quickly they will tell you that. But so many times it goes right over our heads. If you're not listening for that, if you're not ready for it, if you're going into a networking situation, a relationship potential building situation, and you're already, all you're thinking about is making a sale, you're not going to hear that their child is sick.
Well, they have to trust you, too. They have to be willing to trust you.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point. Quick break. Keith Ferrazzi is our guest. Ferrazzi. Almost as bad as Blasting Game. Keith Ferrazzi, the author of Never Eat Alone. He and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. And once again, here's Chicago to take us out.
Searching for something to say.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
This is the 38th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen.
Watching the ships roll
of the recording
in.
By Otis Redding.
And I'll watch them roll away.
Of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah.
Let's let him sing for a couple
sitting
of seconds.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Watching the
classic song, great song, the late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen. And Keith Ferrazzi is our guest. Keith, by the way, good job, Roger. Keith Ferrazzi, what do you think? You like that song?
That's one of my favorites, actually.
38th anniversary of his the recording of that, 1967. Okay, we're talking about networking. We're talking about, this is, you know, the stuff you're talking about. This is high-level, graduate-level networking. But it's only graduate-level in terms of the way it's conducted, but it's not graduate level in terms of degree of difficulty, is it?
No, there isn't. In fact, some of the simplest things you can do, let me tell you something that I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, that we did a New York Times article about the subject of running your next meeting. And the whole idea was, so often we, these days, you know, we say we don't have time to do all of this relationship building, or you know, it's just that, you know, our lives are so complex, etc. And one of the things I'm advocating these days, next time you go on a workout, invite somebody to come with you. Invite one of your coworkers, invite one of your clients, invite one of your friends you haven't seen for a while. And they did this whole photo shoot just about me doing a workout with one of my clients from Safeway Corporation. I mean, there's so many ways we can find time for other people in our lives. Just take the stuff that you're already doing and invite other people into it.
But see, you're talking about you have to do something. You have to get rid of something that a lot of us are not that good at. It's not so intuitive for a lot of us. You're talking about not being selfish. You're talking about giving to other people and letting them be first. And that's not always intuitive for a lot of people, is it?
Well, you know, I turn that on its head a little bit. Instead of talking about selfishness, I think it's more about fear. Because I think that the biggest return any of us get from all of this is the sheer joy of having more people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Not like we're selfishly guarding our time. In actuality, we're fearful of reaching out and being rejected. And what we find is that in order to let your guard down, you've got to trust that on the other end there's a world of wonderful people out there who are desirous of having that relationship, who feel exactly the same way that you do.
Do you think that, and by the way, folks, Keith Ferrazzi's book is Never Eat Alone. Give us that website again, Keith.
Just nevereatalone.com. We have a tip of the week that you can register for. There's lots of good information there.
It's good. It's a good book, folks. It's an important book. Keith Ferrazzi, that's two R's and two Z's. Do you think, and I'm going to ask you a little bit of a loaded question here, so be careful. Do you think that men or women are better, either one of the genders is better at networking than the other?
You know, that's funny. I was at a Forbes Executive Women's Conference recently, and I asked that question of the women. And the women said that men were better networkers.
Really?
And I said, well, tell me why you think that. And this lady, June, in the front row said, well, that's easy. Men are more insincere, manipulative. Of course they're going to be better networkers. And
that was cold, Keith.
Yeah,
that was cold.
I actually had chuckled a bit, but because she hadn't heard my talk yet. At the end of it, I think they all realized the only thing you need to do is need to want to reach out and embrace people in a sincere way, bring more relationships into your life. And I think most of those women felt that they could do that pretty well.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to get a controversy started here. I just wondered if you had any research on that, and I think that
what you do find is that women often are more willing and able to take risks in their personal relationships, and therefore they build deeper relationships.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're often fearful of bringing that into the work environment. I think a lot of it has to do with feeling that, you know, they've got to be even more professional than the next person in order to be successful. And as a result, they tend to they keep those personal relationships only personal instead of recognizing that business relationships are personal relationships.
See, I wonder, I know that guys typically can connect pretty well with guys, and ladies connect pretty well with ladies. But what about, you know, the other way around? What about guys with ladies and ladies with guys? You know, I wonder how if
well,
anybody's
that's been
doing
being
research
done for years.
Hmm?
I said that kind of networking has been being done for years.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to explain yourself?
I think in many regards, you've got to just... you've got to degender the whole thing and just recognize, again, that, you know, what you're looking at here is an opportunity to really learn something from somebody, to listen, to give that person your ear, to give that person your advice, to figure out ways to make somebody else successful. And it's a great time to do it in this holiday season.
Hey, Keith, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's always a lot of fun. Keith Ferrazzi, ladies and gentlemen, two R's and two Z's. Never Eat Alone is the book. Put a .com on the end. That's the website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, all you good networkers out there. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.